Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story Friday Football Fix with Mike Neidhold. What do you do personally, like for you, to keep football fun? You've coached a lot of years. You've been a head coach a long time. Like, what do you do so it's just not a mundane routine for you every season?
I have plenty of I have a very understanding wife who makes me do other things. She'll say, I think you need to go golf. Mm-hmm. I think you need to get out of here and go golf, you know, like at night. She'll say, get in the cart and go get out of here and go play nine holes and clear your head. And so she, whenever I come into a football season, I'm always refreshed and ready to go. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a kid at heart. These high school kids will keep you young. I love the day-to-day routine as much as I love a Friday night. Mm-hmm. And so the routine of football, I don't see it as mundane and routine. I see it as an opportunity to get, okay, we have today. What mm-hmm. cool thing can we do today? You know, what kind of playlist can DJ Search come up with at practice that the adults will love and the kids will hate? So that's how we kind of approach it at Richland.
Do you still get nerves before a game?
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Who's a player that you've coached against that you would have liked to have coached?
I can think of two right off the top of my head. Drew Bledsoe.
Okay.
Was
when he was at Walla Walla.
Yeah. Yeah. Played him, and he was just the guy you could tell just mm-hmm. the way he walked around. And I remember watching him when he was a freshman quarterback at Walla Walla, just watching him prounce around on the field. You thought, oh, that kid's gonna be pretty good, I think. And then having played against him for 3 years, you know, as an mm-hmm. assistant, I was the O-line coach at Richland then, and he was a very nice kid. He comes from, you know, the Bledsoe family, yeah. Mac and all. I knew Mac from when I went to football camp as a little kid.
And Mac coached at KB for a few years.
And Walla Walla.
Too. Yeah.
Walla Walla. So Drew was just a very nice, humble kid. And it would have been fun to be his quarterback coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
And another guy that has come through, Cooper Kupp from Davis. Mm-hmm. His wife and my daughter are best friends.
Oh, okay.
It's weird how that small world, you know. But he was another humble, nice kid that he's kind of fun to be around. And I thought, you know, when we played him twice that year mm-hmm. when he was at Davis and once in the regular season and once in the tournament. Anyway, I always thought he'd be a lot of fun to be around
him. And he's one too, like you brought up two great ones. Drew had just ridiculous natural talent.
Oh, it was incredible.
And ability that you can't really teach some of that stuff.
Oh, no.
And Cooper Kupp's a great athlete, but he's also more of a fighter and grinder mm-hmm. And even through his college career, really fought to get himself to mm-hmm. the point that he could be on the NFL radar. And then now in the NFL, he does it the same way. He just outworks everybody.
Yeah, Drew Bledsoe, just a natural, gifted, talented, tall gunslinger guy. Mm-hmm. I could relate more to a kid like Cooper Kupp, who's maybe undersized, not fast enough.
Yeah.
You know, in all my athletic career, I had to, you know, fight, claw, and scratch for any kind of playing time I was going to get because there just wasn't the best guy out there.
Yeah. So, Mike, we want to wrap this up with what we call our quick three.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three questions and just give me your quick fire answer.
Okay.
What's your favorite local restaurant?
The Dive and Bombing Range Brewing Company right around the corner from my house in Horn Rapids.
What's your favorite vacation or getaway?
I love to go to Bend, Oregon with my wife and cruise around Bend.
Great place.
Yeah, I love it.
And what's the best job you've ever had other than head coach at Richland High School?
Oh, being a teacher at Richland High.
Great.
Great kids. Great place. Great culture. And I'm really lucky.
Awesome. Hey, Mike, we want to thank you for sharing your Tri-Cities hometown story.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by Redder & Company Sotheby's International Realty.